in our society and in life and in like our culture, we're constantly trying to shove people into a mold or in a box. And people say, well, they broke the mold and they made you. There's never been a mold. Oh, hey, y'all. Welcome to LOL with Kim Gravel. This is a comedy show where we laugh about the messiness of life and we turn that mess into a message of confidence and hope. Now, look, my mission is to encourage and lift up. Yeah, we're lifting up women everywhere. And this show is about how we can embrace our real selves and laugh about the stuff that life throws our way. So, y'all ready? I am. Let's live out loud, laugh out loud. We're going to love out loud together. All right, here we go. Woo! Oh, listen, you know, I know it's going to be a good show. You know how I know it?
How do you know it, Kim?
Because I got chills and they're multiplying. I mean, it really, like, when I get, have you ever felt that? Like,
oh,
you know, like, you get chills. When you get cold chills, and not because you're nippy, because you know I'm never nippy. I always have hot flashes. I don't know.
It's like hot flashes. It's, yeah, no, I don't get those. But no, I get chills, sure.
You will get them. You will. You'll get the sympathy flashes when you get older. But no, I mean, for me to get chills, I always pay attention to the chills.
Okay.
Do you?
Do you mean like full body? Like you get the like shit, you're just like, yes.
Oh, Zach, there's so much for you to learn. I really
yes.
feel
hey,
like.
Kim, yes, of course I get the chills.
No, I'm just like when I'm feeling like, or, you know, I'm scared or I'm walking down the street.
Yes.
You know, and something, and I, you know, get the hair standing, you get chills.
Oh, chill. Yeah. That's what I'm talking yes. about. Yeah, yeah. Your sixth sense. You're, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
You your sixth sense. You have that right
sense.
Now?
I did during the opening. That's why I know it's going to be a good show.
Okay. I think it is too.
LOL with Kim Gravel.
So let me just tell you what happened to me this week.
Okay. Hit me with it.
I have started, you know, when we did Kim of Queens, you know, I was helping these young girls really, you know, find their footing, you know, build their confidence, not only in pageants, but, you know, even for college interviews or what have you. And I had to not take a break from it, but really scale back and focus on building the brands, you know, the Belle by Kim Gravel brands. And so I've figured out that I miss that so much. Like, it's such a passion of mine to see women rise, and especially these young women who, you know, might not have their feet yet, have not found their footing.
Yeah.
And so I started back speaking, nothing big, just locally here to people and, you know, who ask and, you know, just my little local area. And so I went in and spoke to this girls group at this high school. And it was so good to be back working with kids. But all of them, of course, love Kim of Queens. They're like, oh, tell me about this. Tell me the story. Tell me the story. And we loved your Kimisms. And, you know, they thought it was funny. And I really got to really speak into their individuality and their uniqueness. And some of these things they had never heard before, Zach, like things that we know, like, you know, beauty's on the inside and, you know, just little things like that, that they were like, they've heard, but, you know, we kind of drilled it down and had a deeper meaning. It was such a great time. And I really realized how much I miss, you know, speaking and really, you know, encouraging people in a live setting. So I'm glad we're doing the podcast is what I'm saying, because we get to do that in this video form on QVC Plus and on the podcast. And I feel like, you know, I think I'm always going to be doing this. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. This is, Kim, honestly, this is you.
I hope people like it, too.
I hope people like it, too.
Yeah, me too.
You know, it's funny. I'm always so surprised. Like, I work with young people, too. You know, I teach, and
I'm a college professor.
So surprised at, like, the stuff they have never heard, that they don't know.
I know.
Right?
It's like common sense is not so common anymore.
Yeah.
That's something that's truly true today. You know, I mean, common sense ain't that common
ain't
anymore.
Well, look, if it's not on TikTok, it's not real. I mean.
I know, but I like TikTok. Sorry.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Okay.
I really do. It's really sad.
I do. I get lost in the rabbit hole of the talk.
Yep. And Kim, it's funny, like, we get so many like amazing emails from people. And
yeah.
So many people respond to your Kimisms.
Hey, look, who would have thought?
My favorite one that someone wrote from Kim of Queens was, you can't soar with the eagles while you're running around with the turkeys.
Oh, you said that, like, that was from my. I did. Do you remember that? I don't know if you were there for that filming.
Yeah.
That came, you know, look. That came from my dad. My dad was like everything with the sayings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he honestly could come up with a saying and it would be like this huge, massive, you know, gut-wrenching wisdom. And you're just like, oh my God. And it was just a really like little flippant saying. But he said that to me. He said, let me tell you something, girl. You cannot soar with eagles if you run around with a bunch of turkeys. So be careful who you hang with. And he always used to say, you know, you're only as good as your, you know, weakest link on the team. And some other ones he used to say. Crap, get off the pot. Okay, that's typical.
Yep.
I kind of agree with
that. That's everyone. I mean, that's
That is truth.
They're not all from your dad, though, right? Because everyone wants to know, like, where they come from. Like, how do you come up with these things?
Oh, you know, my grandmother used to say, call me butter, baby. I'm on a roll. I mean, it's just every, just life. I just remember my dad said this one thing, this really poignant saying. Anytime I speak to a large group of women, I share this story where I was in, I'd had Bo, and I was like, you know, all of you women out there watching, you know, when you have children, you go through this dip. Okay, where you're like, oh my gosh, first of all, your life, this is for, especially for the first child, your life has changed. Your life will never be the same. Okay, this, you're in charge of an actual human being. I had to set back on my career and really put that aside. I chose to be a stay-at-home mom, which was the hardest thing I ever did. I didn't feel good about myself and the way I looked. And I was at my dad's house and mom's house. They were both retired at the time. And I had Bo with me and mom was keeping Bo. And I was sitting downstairs on my dad's pleather sofa.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't leather because he's that cheap. And it was kind of like a hot, sunny day. It was like, you know, it was Georgia hot. And I was sitting on the pleather sofa, Zach. And when I stood up, I had shorts on. And it almost like peeled the top layer of my skin off. It had stuck to the sofa that much. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to put you in the moment with. And my dad, I was like, I was parched. I was like, it was just that hot because the man is so cheap. He refused to turn on the AC. Uh-huh. So it was that kind of situation. And I was down. I was depressed. I was like, oh, my life is over. I should stay at home and I've gained 30 pounds. And it was just whiny. And I said, I've gained 30 pounds. I'm just I'm so fat. And my dad said, Kim, you're not a fat girl. You're just living like one. Yeah.
Wow.
Drop mic. And I think that's what's happened, like, with a lot of us in a lot of different things, right? Yeah. It's like, when he said that, Zach, I was like, oh my gosh, he is all right.
Was that one, like, of those moments where, you know, that was like an inflection point for you? Maybe you didn't know in that moment, but was that an inflection point? Did that change your life?
Oh, I knew in the moment. It was just dead stop in your tracks, changed the trajectory of your life. Your perspective shift happened. It changed my world because so many of us are living out of a circumstance that is basically temporary.
Yeah.
My daddy always said this too, if you ain't dead, you ain't done.
Yep.
And so it's that kind of moment, like, We are taking on these things, and a lot of these things that we connect to in these circumstances that we live our life out of are not true. I mean, like for me, I had just had a baby. I was in that, you know, I was whining. And when my dad said, you're not a fat girl, you're just living like one, you could put that in any context. You're not broke. You just got some debt.
Right.
You're not broke.
You're just living like you're broke.
Fill in the blank. You're just living like... You can fill in the blank for anything that you are struggling with in your life or the circumstances that you're in. You're not unlovable. Wow. We're always making these definitive statements based on untruth. Like, whatever follows your I am a fat girl. No, that ain't I am. That's just what I'm dealing with right now. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am intelligent, whole, and loved. I am called to a purpose. I am, you know, whatever follows your I am is what you follow. So for me, when I said, I am a fat girl, I'm just so fat. And my dad said, no, you're not a fat girl. You're just living like one. So those kind of sayings have really kind of shaped my,
those are the chemisms. So those have become.
Those are the chemisms.
So that's where they come from. Basically, so you're saying, so to answer sort of the listener question, the chemisms come from you. They come from your family.
It comes from experience, life experience. Yeah. And I, for me, of course, you know, I'm not some PhD, MBA, you know, Ivy League person.
You're not?
Nowhere
Kim?
Near it. I know, it's hard to believe, right?
It's hard to believe.
I've always like really admired that and really, you know, loved having conversations in settings like that. But I think where the rubber meets the road for me, another little saying, is that I have gleaned all this knowledge and this life experience from, you know, people in my life that have gone on before me, which matters. But you do know that all sayings, though, Zach, are not truths. Like, I mean, I think people love the chemisms because they're nuggets of truth and fun.
Yeah.
But do you know how many sayings that we have lived our life by that really are not true?
Go, give me some examples. Okay, hit me with
some examples. Like cheaters never win. I've known a lot of cheaters
that
have won.
Yeah, that's not true. That's 1,000% not true.
I slept like a baby. First of all, I don't want to sleep like a baby. Babies get up about 5,000 or 6,000 times a night. That's not true. I like this one. If you work a job you love, you'll never work a day in your life. Oh. I call BS on that one.
No. No, we're in the era. Kim, we're in the era of quiet quitting. Have you heard that?
Yes. That's another good saying, right?
I saw an article today. It was like, quiet quitting like used to just be called having a job. Like, just not taking work home.
Go to work.
Just go to work. Do your job. Go home.
That's what's going on with my kids right now. My son, who's 15, you know, he has an online business and it's doing quite well. And I'm very proud of him. That's but awesome. He thinks that's like actual work. I'm like, yeah, that's a side hustle. You've not got to work yet, son. Yeah. You know, when I'm buying the cards and you don't pay me back for them, but you make the money and your dad ships them out, that ain't your job. That's a side hustle.
Kim, that's not true. He came up with like an incredible profit margin. He's got 100% profit.
So I'm the dummy. I'm the dumb one. Yeah. I like this one.
It's a very viable business model.
Well, and you know, we want to spur on his entrepreneurship, but sometimes I'm going to get my money back. Okay, this is one I just thought of. You know, I'll forget if I don't say it.
Okay.
Flattery will get you nowhere. Oh, no, it won't. It'll get you a lot of places. Me going and flatter.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Totally
true. Flattery will get you a lot of places.
Me too. Wait, I got one. You are what you eat.
Well, if I am what I eat, we in trouble. We in some real trouble. No, I mean, we're laughing about it, but like, you know, those are kind of chemism type, you know, sayings, but they're not always true. And I think one of my biggest pet peeves, I actually talked to the girls about it at the school. My biggest pet peeve with the saying is, and we've heard this like a kajillion times, is they broke the mold when they made you.
Sounds like a bad pickup line.
Well, it probably is a bad pickup line, but this is my problem with that is there's never been a mold. Everybody is so individual and unique. So it's like we want everybody to be unique and be themselves and follow their bliss and purpose. And, you know, but they say that but yet in our society and in life and in like our culture, we're constantly trying to shove people into a mold or in a box. And people say, well, they broke the mold when they made you. There's never been a mold. There's only one you.
Yeah.
And I think that like in that kind of way is that we go back to the habitual ways of thinking. And that's what my dad was trying to say in that basement. He's like, you're not a fat girl. You're just living like one. Meaning don't follow suit. Y'all, what are your springtime goals? I mean, mine is to stay healthy and to keep my weight off and to love my Factor meals because they are calorie smart meals and they have helped me so much with my portion control and to support our show and to support your own health.
And just for our listeners, you get 50% off your first box of Factor Meals and 20% off your next one by visiting factormeals.com/Kim50 and use code Kim50 at checkout. Listen, Factor Meals are fresh. They're never frozen. They're chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. And the most important part, they taste so good that even my kids steal them from me. Before Factor, when I needed a fast meal, I would hit the drive-thru. Well, not anymore, because they have popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan and Veggie. I mean, they're tailored to you and your schedule. And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. Head on over to factormeals.com/Kim50 and use code Kim50 to get 50% off your first box, plus an extra 20 off of your next box. That's code Kim50 at factormeals.com/Kim50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Try Factor Meals, get healthy, and give full. They're good, y'all. This episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book your appointment with them online. Seriously, y'all, it's totally free and it only takes a few seconds to search for and book an appointment with a great doctor in your area who takes your insurance. And can I say, I just did it last week and it was the easiest thing. It's so hard to find good doctors, but they like at your fingertips, you have a list of doctors in your network and in your area. So what are you waiting for? Go to ZocDoc.com/Kim or download their free app and check it out for yourself. I love telling people about ZocDoc because I use it. I love it. It's so easy and it is super fast, y'all. When you go to ZocDoc.com/Kim, you're also supporting our show at the same time that you're supporting your health for free. So it's a win-win, y'all. Find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/Kim, ZocDoc.com/Kim to find a doctor in your area, fast and free.
Yeah.
My favorite saying, it's one of my favorite sayings, and I think Dr. Seuss wrote this. You might have to fact check it.
I'll fact check it.
But it says, why fit in when you were born to stand out?
Oh, yeah.
And if it wasn't Dr. Seuss, then I'm way off, but it's still a good saying.
I mean, it could have been.
It's just, yeah. Why fit in when you were born to stand out? And I think that's the truth, because there is no mold that you came from.
Yeah.
You're one of a kind. And that is my heart's desire, is to really, and I have to preach to the choir, is to really get women, young women, all people to understand that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. There are no mistakes. There are no blemishes. There are no mishaps. Yeah. We make those choices that sometimes get us in trouble, and we make mistakes. But I am not a mistake. You are not a mistake. You can't make enough mistakes to make yourself not matter.
Oh, yeah.
Another saying that used to really, really upset me when people would say to me, God doesn't give you more than you can handle. Ugh. No, that's not true. God doesn't give you more that he can't handle.
Whoa. Okay, that's deep.
The saying is, God doesn't give you more than you can't handle.
Yeah.
That puts all the pressure on you. But God, that's not true. It's totally 1,000% not true. I'm going to say it again. God doesn't give you more than he can't handle. Watch what follows your I am. Watch the sayings that you believe. there was no mold ever. You are one of a kind original. And God can handle it. You don't have to. So those sayings, you can take to the bank. Oh my gosh, you could take to the bank.
You could take it to the bank too.
Take it to the bank, baby.
Which also makes no sense because, you know, what bank?
Right. What bank, no, where, what's your interest rate going to be? Yeah.
Okay, Kim, truly, Kim.
Think about that.
All right.
Okay.
At the end of this episode, since we don't have a guest this episode, I'm going to ask you some rapid fire questions.
All right? Oh, okay, good.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What was your favorite episode of Kim of Queens?
Oh, I had so many, but I think number one. Addison.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Addison's awesome. Episode.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And it was so, the energy was high. She was great. She's such a talented. Talk about somebody being who they are and being authentic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. That was my favorite.
All right. What about your favorite pageant?
And also, wait a minute. Also in that episode, I talk about walking in on my mom and dad having sex in my room.
Oh my God.
So it was special. My mom was like, Kino!
That story, I'll never get over that
story. Do you remember that? I don't know if you remember that. You probably didn't remember,
totally remember that. You've talked about it on the podcast, too. It's a lot.
Well, I have. I mean, I'm scarred for life. Go figure. Therapy. Go ahead.
What was your favorite pageant from Kim of Queens?
The mother-daughter pageant.
Okay, nice.
When I had all the mothers and daughters participated together. That was great.
That was great.
That was a big, you're talking about, that's when this popular saying came about, I'm a tight 12 and a loose 14.
Oh, really?
That was
from
that. That was hashtag. Oh, God. I remember the executive at Lifetime calling me on my phone going, Kim, you've changed my whole entire life with that phrase. Because it was Angie and she didn't want to do the pageant. And I said, look, girl, I'm a tight 12 and a loose 14. I don't want to get on stage either. And I mean, that blew up. And I'm still a tight 12 and a loose 14. Some things never change, Zach.
All right, Kim, we start out with turkeys. Do you prefer chicken or turkey?
Turkey.
Wait, really?
But only if you brine it.
No. No, wait. I can't let that go by. Turkey?
Yeah, wow. I love turkey.
Like, I think Thanksgiving roast turkey?
Oh my gosh. And I brine it for like 3 days before. Oh yeah, I make the best roasted turkey you've ever eaten.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But I do like to soar with eagles. So.
Okay.
I won't run around with the turkeys. I'll just eat them. But I just want to say that think of your life as big picture. Don't get caught up in the minutiae of your circumstance. Right. We've all got stuff that we deal with that's not pleasant, not fun. And some is really, really hard. But watch what follows your I am, because let me say this for you right now before we close.
Okay.
Whoever's watching, listen. I want you to repeat after me.
Okay.
I am brilliant. I am capable. I am beautiful. I am loved. And I'm one of a kind. Because, girl, that's the truth. I don't care what kind of saying it is. That is the truth. We love y'all.
Love y'all.
Zach, good show, right? I told you it was going to get the cold chills.
You gave it to me right now. I literally was just thinking, I have the chills right now, but I was just going to let it sit. But here we are. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all. Love you. Mwah.
Ooh, LOL with Kim Gravel.
All right, y'all. So many great people helped make this show possible. LOL is produced and edited by Zach Miller at Uncommon Audio. Our associate producer, Kathleen Grant, is from the Brunette Exec. Production help from Emily Breeden. Our cover art is designed by Sarah Noto. And Mike Kligerman edits the show. And I want to give you a special thanks and shout out to the amazing team at QVC Plus. You know, that's my family over there at QVC. I love you. Head over to lolkim.com to listen to over 50 free episodes from season one and to sign up for our mailing list. Y'all, I love you so much. Thanks for listening. Bye.